Continues the Gemara, Daf Tes Omid Beis, two lines before the bottom. The Gemara just finishing a Maisa that the Shlokish was in the Nahar, and what happened was is that Rabbi Bar Chana was Mishtoye Bahadei, meaning that he took him out of the Nahar. And the Gemara is a Kasha. The Shlokish was very careful who he spoke to, even Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'or Da'ad Yisol, he didn't want people automatically to assume whoever he speaks to, he can do an iska without Sahadi. So the Gemara says, be machlef de gavra. It wasn't specifically Rish Lakish. It rather either was Shadi Gavi Benayu, or Rish Lakish was in the Yarden, Vizi'iri was the one that was Moishit, or Rabbi Mechana was the one that was Moishit, and the Belozer was in the Nor. That's what we got up to. Zog de Gemara. This Maisa that Rish Lakish said to supposedly to the person that was from Bovel, and he said that I'm Misana the Kavosech because of you, you didn't come by Yesheni, Bime Ezra, so the Shekhinah wasn't Chore back. So he said, because of you, the Shekhinah wasn't back, so he went to Shlok Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, Ki Ose Lakamid Rabbi Yochanan Omale, Lava Hainu Taima. Meaning, that's not the reason. Shlokish said over, Zak Rashi, the Shlomo Shlokish Lakamid Rabbi Yochanan, Vesipa Loikach Omati Lo Leploini. Rashi says Ploini, because after Gemara says Machlev Gavra. So I told Ploini that because of the Bavloim. What did you say? But I don't say who took him out.
No, because it's a shadow of who was Rishlokish.
Right, but the shadow is who was took him out. There's two tzedodim. The Gemara says either was Rishlokish and Ziri. So that's what Rashi maybe says Ploini. Don't say Rabbi Bachana. Because after we switched, the Staka wasn't Rabbi Bachana. Right, there's a tzad that it wasn't Rishlokish either. Correct. But in the first tzadak upon him, the Gemara is saying that, did I say correctly to him? I told him that because of the Bavloim, there's no Shechina, Shechina back in Bai Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan told him it's irrelevant. If they would have all come up like a Chayme, it's still the Shechina wouldn't have come. Zog the Gemara, Omelei Lava in the time, that's not the reason of Estalkes HaShechina. Inami Slika Kula B'me'ezra, even if everyone have come up by Bai Sheni B'me'ezra, Lava Shaya Shechina B'mikdash Shechina would not have come back to the Mikdash Sheni. Dichsev HaShtet Neposik. By Noach, by Brocha state, Yaft Elakim LeYefes, Yefes will be beautiful, but VeYishkan BaOle Shem, VeYishkan meaning the Shechina will only be BaOle Shem. Now, what does that mean? Zok the Gemara, Afagav the Yaft Elakim LeYefes, even though Yefes, and Rashi says the Parsoim were what descendants of Yefes, and they were Zoicha to build the Bayis Sheni. Now they didn't actually build it, but the pshat is that we gave permission, Koyrish, Dayovish, Zedim, they gave permission to Kalei Sol to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. Still, even though it's Yaftel Kimli Yefes, but Shechina is not Shoyra, only Mikdash Rishon, because that was made by Shloimeh HaMelech, meaning they need permission from anyone else. So Mele, that's called V'yishkoin Ba'ol Eishem. Ba'ol Eishem, Zog Demore, Eina Shechina Shoyra, Ela Ba'ol Eishem. And all Hashem, Loshen Rabim, Zokta Masho, is in Bais Rishon and in the Mishkan. So it's talking about all Hashem, because in Bais Sheni, it wasn't Shoyra. So even though Yafta Lekim Yefes, and they talk with Zoycha to allow the Bais HaMikdash to be built, but it's not going to bring about the Shechina no matter what. Ein HaShechina Shoyra Ela Ba'ol Hashem. Now the Gemara says, how do we know that the Parsoim were what? Were descendants of Yefes, that you tell me that they allowed the building of the Bais HaMikdash. And that's why Yafta Lekim Yefes. Uparsoim in Olon, the Miefes Kosi, Zog the Gemara, Dichsev, state a pasuk over here about the children of Yefes, the descendants of Noach. Bnei Yefes were Goimer, Umogog, Umodai, V'Yovon, V'Tuval, Umosh, Umeshech, V'Tiras. These are the names of the Goimer, Umogog, Umodai, V'Yovon, V'Tuval, Umoshech, V'Silas. Those were the children of Yefes. Now, Tiras, the Gemara is going to say soon, is Pras. So we see that the descendants of Yefes were the Persians. Zog the Gemara, Goymer is a Gamamya. And the Goymer over here puts in Germania, Germany. Mogoig is a Kanadia. That doesn't mean Canada. It means it's Pashas Goygumogoig. Goygumogoig is Russia or Asia, China in that area. Moda is a Macedonia. Yovon Kemashmoi, meaning Yovon. We know what that is. The Gemara is saying the things that we don't know. In his man of Gemara. Today we don't know many of the things that the Gemara says either. Tuvel is a base Unaiki. We're not exactly where that is, but in the man of the Gemara, they knew where it was, so they said where it was. Meshech Zumusya. Tiras, and Tiras is the Machloikas. Pligabog Rab Simoi Verabonon. Vamilog Rab Simon Verabonon. Chadoma zu base striker. It's base striker. Chadoma zu poras. So Melu, we see that Tiras is the son of Yefes, an oracle of Noyachin. And that's considered Yefes. So we see clearly that Poraz u Yefes. So Memela, we see a raya that Yaftal Kimli Yefes, because they allowed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Yefes' child, Tiras. According to one man, Omar, it's Machloikas. One says, Echad Omar zu Beis Traika. Lo Shaychas to Yefes. According to one Saad zu Poraz. Zog di Gemara Toni Rav Yosef. Tiras zu Poraz.
Persia is
Iran. Modern day Iran, Pashas.
And the Hashverish.
Correct. Dayovish, Achashverish. Dayovish was the son of Esther. He was the Edom of Koresh. They allowed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. By Hasheni. Zog di Gemara Toni Rav Yosef. Tiras zu Poraz. Tiras, we're going down the Tzad there. It's Pras. Safso. No, new thing. Safso, Virama, Visaftacho. These are the children of Cush. Chom. Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Chom had a son called Cush. So these are the children. Safto, Virama, Visaftacho. Tonig of Yosef. These not just are children, but these are places that they made. Ayores. Cities. Sakistan, Givyoso. The outer Sakistan. Sakistan, Brioso. The inner Sakistan. Pasha, this is somewhere in Africa, because Chum and Cush is Africa. Zog de Gemara bein chada lechada, between these two regions is Mea Parsi, is 100 Parsa. The Hekefa and the Hekef of this whole area is Alpha Parsa, is 1,000 Parsa. Zog de Gemara, now the Gemara goes into the posik, the Gabe Nimroit. This is the Psukim in Nimroit, Vati Reshis Mamlachte Bovel, Nimroit was Bovel, the Erech Va'akad V'Kaleno Be'eret Shinor. Zog de Gemara, Vati Reshis Mamlachte Bovel, that's one. The Erech Va'akad Vikaleno, Vikalne, oh, those are the places. These are all in Eretz Shinar. Zog di Gemara, Bovel Kamash Moy. That doesn't need explanation. Talmud Bavli, that's in Iraq. Poras is Iran, and Bovel is Iraq, Pashas. Erech, Zu'urichas. So some say it's somewhere in Asia. Vakad ze Biskar. Kalno ze Neufer Ninfi. These are the different places that we are not familiar with, but those are the Mekoymes. Zog de Gemara. Min ha'oretz ahi. It says, from there came out, from there, Yotza Ashur. Ashur is Syria. Zog de Gemara. Tonig Rav Yosef. Ashur ze Silek. Ashur is Silek. Vayivain es Ninveh. The Pasuk says, Min Eretz, Me'oretz Ahi, Yotze Ashur. Vayivain es Ninveh. They're talking about Ashur. Ashur built Ninveh, Vesrechoivos, Ir, Veskolach. Vayivain es Ninveh, Vesrechoivos, Ir, Veskolach. Ninveh, Kamashmoy. That's a Ninveh. Rechoivos, Ir, Zupras the Mation. Kalach, Zupras the Bursif. Ves Resen, Bein Ninveh, Uvein Kalach. He Iragdoilo. That's the large city. Zogdemo Resen Zaktisvon. Resen Zaktisvon. He a Iragdoilo. Any adeim Ninve Iragdoilo im Resen Iragdoilo. Which one is Tekit? Both are called Iragdoilo. So which one is the Iragdoilo? Zogdemo Kshoimer, a posik in Yoina. Ven Ninve Hoiso Iragdoilo Lalikim, Mahalach Shloshes Yomim, have Oimen Ninve Iragdoilo. So it's a raya that Ninve was the Iragdoilo. Correct. Both of them are called Iagdoila. Right. Which one is that pasuk referring to when it says Iagdoila? So he's saying it's Ninveh.
Remember, Ashur was a good guy. He ran away from Nimrod, and he was taking Zoycha to Ninveh, he was taking the Tshuva.
Right. He ran away, right.
That's how Yom Kippur Haftarah, they did the Tshuva. But the Shtumpen Zayde, Ashur.
Because he ran away.
Yeah.
Correct. Zog de Gemara, this pasuk is referring to by the Meragdim. When Kolev came, it was Meragel Oretz Shaden Posik. Vayalu Banega Vayova at Heaven, they came to Heaven. Vishom Achiman Sheshai Vitalmai, Yelidio Anok. These were Yelidio Anok. Zogmo Vishom Achiman Sheshai Vitalmai, Yelidio Anok. Zogmo Tony Achimon, what does Achimon mean? Meyuman Sheba Achim. He was Meyuman. Meyuman means the strongest, like Yad Yamin. Sheshai. Shemeisim es oretz kishchisois. Meaning, with his steps, b'psiyos of Zagdashi, he makes the land broken into pieces. He cracks it so tall and heavy. Talmai shemeisim es oretz tlomim tlomim. Similar Zagdashi. Like shuros of a machresha, like rows of a plowed field. That's how he walked. That's how it created that result. Zog de Gemara. Rashi says, Sheshai, either loshon hases v'hashevel v'hashin echod levado yishoyrish b'teva. Okay. Zog de Gemara, Dover Acher, Somtega Dover Acher, Achiman, Bono Anat, Shishi, Bono Alush, Talmi, Bono Talbush. Zog de Gemara, Yelide Anak, what is it called? Yelide Anak, Shema Niki Nachama Bekoimoson. When they stood up, they were so tall that it looked like the sun was a necklace to them. The circular sun was like a necklace. Now, it doesn't mean literally they were that tall. They weren't millions of feet tall. But it means they were so tall that Pshat is the removed distance from them. You look at them, it looks like mamish they were reaching the sun. So, Drashi, doime, it's not real. Doime shetzavoy noike v'oile b'chaloy narakia. And that's the lotion of manikin. Manikin is like a necklace. These are referring to these anokim. Shishai, Achimon, and Talmai, Lidi Anak. They were by the Meraglim, of course, right?
But these were Canaanim, or these were?
They were in Canaan. Mm-hmm. They were Lidi Anak in Canaan when Yishkolev came. Correct. Zok the Gemara Om Reb Shuvan Levi, Om Rav, Asido Roim. Oh, didn't get Halacha Lemaisa. Current events. Zok the Gemara Om Reb Shuvan Levi, Om Rebbe. Asido roimi shetipo bide poras. Roimi is Edoim. Edoim pashtas means the Western world, America. Asido, I don't want to give any nevuas over here, but I'm just saying what's stated in the Gemara. Asido roimi shetipo bide poras. Edoim is going to fall bide poras. Shenemar state a posuk. This posuk is in Yemiya. Lochen shimu atz Hashem. Ashe Yoatz Edoim Umachshevoisov, Ashe Choshav Yoishve Teimon, Imloi Yischevum Tzire Atzoin. If it will not be destroyed, Yischevum means destroyed by Tzire Atzoin. Tzire Atzoin is going to say, is referring to Poras. Imloi Yosim Aleim Noyam. So from this pasuk we see that they will be destroyed, meaning Roimi will be, Noifel be the Poras. Fregdim Akasha, Maskula Rabba Ula, who says Tiratzoin is Poras? My Mashmila Tiratzoin Porasu, Dirsiv, State Aposuk in Daniel, Ho Ail Asher Iso Bala Konaim, the Ail, the ram that you saw that had horns, is Malche Modayu Poras. So we see Poras is referred to Tiratzoin because it's the Ail. So Mela Roimi is going to fall by the Poras. That is the sheet of Reb Shuvan ben Levi. Frag the Gemara, what's the raya ve'ema yovon? Maybe it will fall bidei yovon, Roimi. Dichsev, v'atzvir, v'asoyer, melech yovon. So we see that yovon is also compared to a tzoyin, tzirat tzoyin. Zog the Gemara, ki solig reb chaviva ba'asumiki. Oma kamedam rabonon. That what? He said, kamedam rabonon, zog drashi, lohat kafted rabba ula, rabba ula as the kasha. That what? Who said Tzira Atzoin is Poras? Maybe it's Yovon. That was that Kafta. You're telling me Roimi will fall bidei Poras. Maybe it will fall bidei Yovon. Yovon is also compared to Tzira Atzoin. So he told him back, Omalei, Mandala Yoda Prusha Kroi, Moisif Tufta Le Rebbe. You're asking a question of Shuban Levi on Rebbe because you don't know how to touch Psukim. How are you coming to ask Tuftas? Zog de Gemara, my tzira atzoin, zutre da achoi. Like we said before, the youngest of the son, the sons of Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. Zutre da achoi, tzira atzoin, doesn't mean anyone that's compared to a tzoin. It means the youngest of the sons of Noach, Tzirat Zoin, Zut Dachoi. And he was Taka Yefes, we said, was Tiras. Tiras was Yefes. So that's Taka Tzirat Zoin. The youngest of the son of Noach was Yefes, and he was called, his child was Tiras, his youngest, and that is Taka Yefes. The Torah of Yosef Tiras Zephoras. What did you say? Not, I mean the youngest of Yefes. The youngest of Yefes, we said, was Tiras, the top of the Omid. The Gemara said, the youngest of Yefes. V'nei Yefes. Goyme u'mogeg u'moda v'yoven v'tuval u'meshach v'tiras. And the Gemara says, who is Tiras? Pligibo. Chad Omar. V'chad Omar Zephoras. So the youngest son of Yefes was Taka Tzirat Zoin, and that was Taka Tiras, and Tiras is going to one man. Omar is Poras, is Aran Taka. That's why Tzirat Zoin is talking about Poras. Zutra Dachoi, the youngest of the sons of Yefes. The Tanya Rav Yosef, on that side, Tiras is Poras. And their attack are going to be Loichem Roimi, and they're going to be Neufel Bideyem. That's one Shita. Now comes about Plukta, it's going to says the opposite is going to take place. Omar Rabba Bachanum Rabbi Yechanon, Mishum Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi. I see the Roimi, that first this Shita still. I see the Roimi Shetipo Biyat Poras. And the more brings the Kalva Choyma. Umamik des Rishon Shabanu b'nei Shem. Who built by his Rishon? B'nei Shem. Shloim HaMelech. V'chivuo Kazdim. Kazdim are the Babylonians. Bovel. Noflu Kazdim b'dei Parsim. And who overtook the Kazdim? The Parsim. The Parsim took over the Bavlim, the Kazdim. So Mikdash Sheni Shabanu Parsim. If it was built by the Parsim, or I mean the Shus was given for Ba'i Shem to be built by the Parsim, by Koyrish, by Dayovish. V'chivuo Roimim. And the Romans were the ones that destroyed Ba'i Sheni. The Gemara makes a gavaldik kavach choyma. Madach something that the Parsim did not build, yet they took over the Kazdim, the Bavloim, that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Some, and that means they defended, they took over someone that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Kol shekein, if they built it themselves, or gave a shus to build it, they're going to take over those that destroyed it. So if the Ramoyim were the ones that destroyed it, so for sure the Ramoyim, Machus Roimi is going to fall bidei parasi. If I took over someone that destroyed and I didn't build, so for sure if I built and they destroyed, for sure I'm going to take them over. Now, Zok the Gemara, here the Gemara says the opposite. Omer Rav, I see the Poras tippa biyad Roimi. Mam is the opposite. Poras is going to fall bidei Roimi. That means the Western world, Roimi is part of the Western world, is going to take over Poras. Omer Rav Kanav Rav Asi le Rav. Bnuye bidat sesure. How could it be that the Bnuye, after all, Bnuye were Poras. They gave Rishus by Sheni to be built. They're going to be taken over by the sesure, the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Is mamish fakert. Omalu in, azoy is. Gzeras melechi. It's a Gzeras HaMelech that will be taken over by the Ramoyim, the Parsim, even though they built and they destroyed. Ikadamri omar inu nami hokosasi beknishta. The Poras are not great builders. They destroyed many Bote Knesios, Mikdash Ma'atz. So they're not exactly, it's not such a Shaka Shaila as Bidei Bani. It's not such Bani, they were Sasri too. Zog Matani HaMayoch, I see the Poras people Biad Roimi. Chado, one reason why Poras is going to fall in the hands of Roimi at the end, Roimi is going to rule. Chado, the Sasri Bekdishto, the Nish Gois Tzadikim, they destroyed Bote Knesios. Vo'oi Gzeas HaMelechu, Shiiplu Boini Biad Soisrim, the builders will take a fall Biad the Soisrim. Until Machus Roimi Agosha will rule the world, why 9 months? Because 9 months is Taka Yacheleda, right? We compare always being a Beis HaMikdash, the Bias HaMashiach, to the pangs, the birthing pangs. So Tisha Yacheleda. So you need 9 months. Shenem Ashtet in Posik. This is a Posik in Micha. Lochen Yitnem Ad Eis Yoleda. Lochen yitnem ad eis yoleido yolodo v'yeser echo v'yishuvu nal b'nei Yisrael. V'yeser echo v'yishuvu nal b'nei Yisrael. And that time, Shevet Yehuda will go back to Eitzol. During those 9 months, it will take a Roimi, will be shoylet in the ganze welt, will take over Poras, and then Klal Yisrael, Yehuda will go back at Shuvah, time to go back to Eitzol. Now the Gemara goes back, after finish this, I got it, the Gemara from Pahedrin, the whole cheshbon, the last few Amudim, the next few Amudim is big sugyas in Mezuzah. Ad lahalocha l'maisa, many halachas from the poskim all derived from the next few amudim in Masechta Yuma. Zog d'mar Tana Rabbanon, kol ha-lishkos shei b'mikdash lo hayu la mezuzah. All the lishkos in the Beis HaMikdash did not have a mezuzah. There were many lishkos. Chutz milishkas bahedrin. And pashtas, it means it was a chi of the raisa. Pashtas, according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbanu right now. Lishkas bahedrin at a mezuzah. Why? Shahoya ba beis dira le kohen gadol. The kohen gadol lived there. The kohen gadol lived there for when? For 7 days. So mele he had to be there. So mele had to have a mezuzah. Oh. So fragen da achroinim de gvuras hari. We know this gemara is clear. We'll see soon in the hemshach sugi. I'm just mentioning it very briefly and we'll go more into it next week. I mean Shabbos, tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. That lemaisa, we know that you have to have, it's only Zayin Yomim. Zayin Yomim is not permanent. Oh, so the Gevurah Sari says that we built, he had to be the Bal Korcha, and not just Bal Korcha, they built it, the Kohen Gadol built it, it was Mamash his house, it was built by them. So Mamela, that makes it, that is a Bai Limit, that makes it, that it's a bias, even less than Lamed Yoim. There's a Metzias of less than Lamed Yoim by something that could be a Kva. The whole reason of Lamed is felt in Kva. This is a Kva. Tosis also, we'll see it soon in Tosis, but Tosis basically says that Sukkah is a Diras Arai. Because you can leave when you want. You have to be there. You have to eat. First night, the chiyuv. Every time you eat kavias, you have to eat there. You have to be there. But lemaisa, you can leave. And your mitzvah, you go out very easily. The slightest tzar. Masha enke in lishkas by Edin Tois on the bottom says, he was there be kavias, bal korcha even. So that's mechayv and mezuzah. Meaning, he's also coming to Babon. This is in the next gemara. But upon him, we see that lishkas by Edin is different. Let's see the gemara. Zok the gemara.
There's a reason to be, that should be worse.
The what? Oh, that's going to be the next sugi. That's going to be the whole sugi now. Dios Bal Koch. Zog the Gemara. Right, but it's less than 30 days. He's only there 7 days. Mafrishin Shivas Yomim Kodimim Kippurim. Now, Toys says a different kasha. Chutz Milish Bahedrin. What do you mean Chutz Milish Bahedrin? Lichshav Nam in Lishka's base Evan. We had the whole Porah Duma. The service of Porah goes 7 days also in the Lishka. It was a Gvira for the current service of Porah. Zog Toys two terutzim. One terutz is only the lishkas that were built in Kodesh, and that's Toys Shita we had, the Kirgit Shalsu, there's a Tzad and Toys earlier that it's Taka B'choil, but it's Somach to the Kodesh. Baruch Aponim, the lishkas based everyone was Staminar Bias. So Mela, in the Kodesh, that's what we're referring to, those lishkas. Inami, since it wasn't the whole year, Elo Achas Lekamashonim, Lechoshiv Dira. The Poradim wasn't a yearly thing, it was every few years, whenever they needed it. So Mela, that's not considered. Even though we had to be there for the same 7 days, that's not part of the equation. It's only chutz
midrash bayit. Who says you're 30 days? It's a difference around. Maybe every year, for 10 years, you did 7 days, so you did a total of 70 days. Who said you 30 days have to be tzufim? You did 7 days.
No, that's too much of a break. Let's see the Gemara. That's Pasha, they asked this Kasha. Vaisa didn't learn like that. They didn't learn 7 plus 5 years later. That's Rabbi Kivega holds in Chuvas. When you go on a vacation for 2 weeks, you have to put up a mezuzah again. Take the Ayim and put it up again. We don't pass it like that, but we make a pass it like that. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudah, Shoyi B'beis Dira L'Koyen Gadol. Omer Rav Yudah argues in Rabbanon. Pashtas Rabbanon holds the Raisa Gdin. V'aloi kama lishkas oi b'mikdash oi l'mbeis dira. There were numerous beis diras in the lishkas that they stayed. V'lo hoi l'mezuzah, in Arva mezuzah. Elo, why is lishkas b'edin different? Gzeira hoiso. It's only gzeira. It shouldn't look like he's in jail. He's in captivity. He's in the base asurin. She put a mezuzah there. Mezuzah is like, I feel comfortable with my home. So Mela, that's the reason. It's only gzeira that it shouldn't say that he's in captivity. It's chovish base asurin kohen gadol. So Mela, he put a mezuzah there. Zogma maitam rabbiuda that be'etzem ikar din your potter. It's only a gzeira. But if not for the gzeira, you be'etzem potter. Zogma kusovak rabbiuda kol baishe in osili moisak chamo. If it's not done for your moisak chamo, you moisak shomim, ain't a bais. Meaning, since Bahedin was only 7 days, and it wasn't for the whole summer, the whole winter, so Mela, it's not called a bias. And Mela, that's why Me'ikaridin, if not for the Xer, will be Potter. Now, all the other Lishkas that had Shoimrim, that were Taka there, B'mayis HaChorev, but it was only at night. So you need a night and day. So that's why it's Taka different. Zog the Gemara, Eisri Abaya. Has to be able to, but since the Shoimrim, there was only meant to be that night. Shena Osui. Ba'is Choshev, Zagvashi. Felt in the Cheshivas. Felt in the Cheshivas if it was, they didn't live at night. Zogmo, Eish Ve'abayi Voksiv. V'ikesi is Ba'is Choyrev al Be'is HaKayetz. So we see clearly that it's called a Ba'is, even if it's only for Be'is HaKayetz. Omalei, that's not called Ba'is, that's called Be'is HaKayetz, Be'is HaKayetz, Ikri. It's Ba'is Tomaloi, Ikri. Eish Ve'abayi, Sukkas HaKag, B'Chag. And the sukkah is a chag and chag. Rabbi Yudah mechayev and chomim poitrin. Rabbi Yudah mechayev and mezuzah even on the sukkah's chag. That means if you're mishtatef in the other diras, you're open to a chotzer. You're mechayv to mishtatef in the erev. If you're not me'arvim in the asers to go into the chotzer, so you mechayv in erev and in mezuzah. That means that you're mezuzah even a sukkah uve meiser. It's called rias bnei abayis. V'chita mid rabbonon. It's only a rabbonon dikadin. That sukkah you mechayev otu a bias. If you're not going to mechayev a sukkah where you live for 7 days, then a bias, you won't put a mezuzah either. So bishlemi erev mezuzah iklamei midrabonon ela ma'ase miklamei midrabonon. And the Gemara is going to continue. We'll do this again Shabbos. This Gemara that the husband why it can't be that it's rabbonon the gedin.